phone this morning live, the play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys. That's Keith Kelly. Keith, good morning. Thank you today for joining us.
Good morning, guys. How is it going? I mean, you said September weather. There is a chill in the air in the mornings now, isn't there?
Absolutely, there is. Of course, that could just be the anticipation of college football. The Wyoming Cowboys heading down to Austin into Longhorn Country. Keith, I am so excited for you to get to go do this game. How kind of tell us what's going through your process.
So it's interesting, and you guys may be aware, I'm originally from Oklahoma, so there is definitely a tie there. I was an OU fan growing up, and OU Texas is one of the biggest rivalries out there, right? I mean, I actually got to go to my first Red River game 5 years ago for my 40th birthday. My wife got me that present, and I thought it was awesome. But they're not going to like me too much down there in Austin, I don't believe. So it'll be interesting. I can't wait. I mean, DKR, Darrell K. Royal Stadium, the burnt orange, 100,000 people. It is going to be a big-time atmosphere, and I can't wait. It's going to be super exciting to see what it's all about and to go to Texas and see the Longhorns and most importantly, see those Cowboys, see what they can do against Texas.
You know, you mentioned all that stuff surrounding Texas and the atmosphere and the environment. And, oh, by the way, they just beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa and are now the fourth-ranked team in the nation on top of all of that.
Right. We should have seen it coming, though, I think, because of what happened last year. And I think that was a better Alabama team last year and I don't know if Texas was as good last season. And, you know, that game in Austin surprised a lot of people. And I don't know if we should be as surprised. Texas and what Coach Sarkisian has done, they've always got good players. Now they're playing up to their potential. And I'm not sure if Sark is exactly the reason why, but for some reason they flipped the switch, and that those elite players that they've had are starting to get it going. And it starts with their quarterback, right? I mean, he's dropped some weight. He's more mature. He got rid of the mullet. I don't know how much that had to do with it. I think it's more maturity than anything. But Quinn Ewers has been money. All the talk about Arch Manning going there and everything and all the NIL money he got, Quinn Ewers is a big reason why this team is where they're at. I think he's taken on a true leadership role. But, yeah, they are loaded. But that's why they go out and play the games. Wyoming beat Texas Tech. And don't forget, Texas Tech got a win over Texas last season. I know last year was last year. The transitive property doesn't always work and it can't apply it. But you never know, right? I mean, Wyoming came off the Texas Tech win, very emotional win. And say what you want to get against Portland State. I think everybody thought it would be, I'm not saying it wasn't an easy win. They were up 3 scores going into the fourth quarter, but it was just kind of ho-hum there in the fourth quarter. Maybe Texas, emotional win. They're looking ahead to Big 12 play. You just don't know, and that's why you go play games.
I'm a lifelong Wyoming fan, Wyoming native, and so I follow, you know, I was at the WAC championship game when Sarkisian was the quarterback for BYU, which is why I don't like him. And so whenever I see him bounce around and do different things, I'm like, that's the same guy that beat us in overtime. But I look at this Texas team, and they really should schedule Wyoming more often, because it seems like some years they say they're back and then they suffer these big setbacks. But the years they play Wyoming, they're really good. The last time they played Wyoming in Laramie, they were ranked number 2 in the country. So, and Coach Bull has come out and said this week, this is the best Texas team he's ever seen, and he's played against them a lot of times. So that's pretty high praise.
Yeah, I think it's 11 times he's gone up against the Texas team, and that goes back to the old Southwest Conference days when Bull was at Rice. And I found that comment to be very interesting. I don't know if that's necessarily coach speak or what. I think he usually speaks what's on his mind, so you got to take that for face value. But yeah, we've been talking about that 2009 game at War Memorial Stadium, and it's one of the loudest moments I can remember there. And I know you guys go back a little further with War Memorial. I go back about 20 years to go into games there. And when they blocked the punt and returned it for a touchdown to take a lead in the second quarter against Texas, that place was going nuts. I think that woke the sleeping giant because Colt McCoy took that team right down the field. They took a lead into halftime and really never looked back. But that was as fun an atmosphere as you can remember. And the last time they played, it was in 2012. That was before Bowl. That was DC's year as well, Dave Christensen. And Wyoming actually led 9-7 after the first quarter. And so it's only human nature when you feel like you're the better team, and I'm sure Texas feels like they're the better team, to come out and play a little flat. I would not be surprised at all to see Wyoming in this game for a lot of it. Not at all. And, you know, they've got good players. Wyoming's really, really good, and we know how good their defense is. So that would not surprise me at all to see Wyoming and Texas play a good one Saturday night.
Keith Kelly, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys, joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Keith, we've talked about the history that Coach Bull has with Texas, but for the players, this is all new for them. As you've talked to the players and have had a chance to kind of see them in action, what is your takeaway on how they're feeling for this game? Is there any concern about being a little wide-eyed and unprepared, or what's your take on that?
So I think the experience they have, and Sarkisian mentioned this, and of course Bowl has mentioned this before, they got a lot of fourth, fifth, and six-year guys. And I don't think the moment is going to be too big for Wyoming. Plus, let's not forget, you've got some Texas guys in that depth chart, in the top two on the depth chart. They're probably amped up and ready to go. They're going to have a lot of people there in attendance. So I don't think the moment is going to be too big. This is a mature team. They know how to play. They've been in big moments before, and it's a little different, yeah, going to Austin to play the fourth-ranked team in the country. But I get the feeling that this team is built different. Does that mean they're going to go in there and win? No, it doesn't mean that. But I don't think it's going to be a situation where they just get the doors blown off type of deal. It's just way too big a moment, and they're not ready for it.
Well, to me, the biggest matchup I'm anxious to see is the line clash on both sides. One, can the Wyoming defensive line put any pressure on Quinn Ewers? And then, in particular, I'm really anxious to see the debut of Harrison Whaley, the transfer from Northern Illinois, who should be playing this week, along with some of these other running backs that we've seen the first couple of weeks, the Wyoming running game against this Texas front, because let's be honest, they thumped Alabama last weekend. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a win. They handled them.
Yeah, they certainly did, and I think you're exactly right. Texas's offensive line is enormous. They're huge. And Wyoming's ability to get to Quinn Ewers is going to be crucial because he's just been able to stand in the pocket and not really have any pressure on him. And we know Wyoming's strength up front is that defensive line. They're deep. They're fast. They can get to the quarterback. You see a lot of tackles for loss. You see a lot of sacks. They got to Tyler Shuck of Texas Tech quite a bit. They wreaked havoc on him. They've got to be, and Coach Bull, I think, said it. He said, we've got to get Ewers off his spot. And that is huge. And then on the flip side, you're exactly right. This young Wyoming offensive line, and we can talk about Frank Crum, we can talk about Fia Tulafono, but they're young up front outside of Crum and Tulafono. And they're going to go up against a defensive front that can wreak havoc as well, and they're big and they're fast. Harrison Whaley could be an X factor. I mean, we know what he did at Northern Illinois. He rushed for nearly 2,000 yards in his career there. He is going to be a big part of the game plan, and I cannot wait to watch him run because I think Wyoming's running backs, if you put them together, those three guys that they ran, you know, Sam Scott's different than DQ James, who's different than Jamari Farrell. Harrison Whaley's more of that, what we think of a natural, prototypical running back. Those other three guys do good at what they do. Sam Scott's a physical between the tackles runner. DQ James, you get him out in the open, and he's going to make you miss. And Jamari Farrell, kind of a combo in between that. He can do a little bit of everything. But Harrison Whaley, I mean, he's a legit FBS running back right now, and he's going to come in. And I think you're exactly right. I cannot wait to see him run and see what he can do in a Wyoming uniform.
Keith, of course, the big game kicks off at 6 o'clock our time tomorrow. We'll have the game live on the Spur with the pregame coverage before that with you and Kevin. When you look at the two games leading up to this one against Texas, are there a player or two that stands out to you that's maybe surprised you or exceeded expectations that you think maybe could have a big game tomorrow in Texas?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise just because he's playing the most important position on the field, but Andrew Peasley's improvement has been immense. It's his second year in the program, and we were told, you know, he's going to take big steps, and I think he has. Were his numbers against Texas Tech just off the chart, you know, eye-popping type stuff? No, but his toughness in that game, he won over a lot of people. The players knew what he was all about, but I think he won over a lot of fans against Texas Tech. And then against Portland State, he was super efficient. It was one of his best games as a Cowboy. He was 11 of 16 for 201 yards. He threw three touchdowns. The interception was on a play where, you know, Ryan Marcus fell down and it went right to the defender. So he is playing really, really well. And I'd watch out for Ayer Asante. I know he's only had three catches this year. He probably should have more. He got behind the defense a couple times against Texas Tech. I think he dropped one that could have been a touchdown. And then he had the big plays against Portland State. He's got some speed to burn. And I think Ayer Asante is something who they thought he was going to be, but we just didn't know. But those are two I'd really look at. Maybe on the other side of the football, I'm just trying to think. I think Wyatt Eckler has really stepped up for the Cowboys at that safety spot. We talk a lot about the defensive line and the linebackers, but Wyatt Eckler at safety has been really, really big, I think, too.
Keith Kelly, voice of the Wyoming Cowboys, and again tomorrow at Texas. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. Keith Kelly will have him and Kevin McKinney on the air live with the call on the Spur for the game tomorrow. Keith, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels and have a good weekend, my friend.
You guys are awesome. I always enjoy talking with you and anytime. Thank you so much.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.
Do you want to start your own business?